This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The legislature has made little progress in addressing the state's unpaid debt to the public employees retirement system. Governor Sean Parnell hopes to change that with a bill filed last week to pay part of the $12 billion tab. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Governor Sean Parnell's retirement bill dropped on Thursday night, with little more than a week before lawmakers gavel out. The idea is identical to the proposal he introduced going into session. It transfers $3 billion from the state's savings reserves into the retirement trust fund. It also commits the state to making a $500 million payment into the system every year. It's been likened to taking on a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year one. Except, instead of paying off a house, the goal is to put less pressure on future state budgets and guard Alaska's credit rating. But the plan didn't go anywhere. Lawmakers were reluctant to deal with the pension issue without a separate bill in front of them. Parnell does not agree with that line of thinking.
Actually, they did see a bill for me. I submitted my proposal in our budget proposal. So to act concerned about not having a bill from the governor when we submitted one by December 15 as required by the Constitution is a little disingenuous.
As Parnell's plan languished, members of the House Finance Committee tried to push forward their own way of dealing with the pensions of public employees. Their proposal would have stretched out teacher retirement payments over a longer span of time, and they unsuccessfully tried attaching it to the education bill. Parnell described the result of the plan as immoral when it was initially introduced.
I strongly oppose that particular plan because I thought it was unjust that future generations have to pay for our debt and the debt of those before. I apologize to members who I offended in that because my comment was not directed at them. It was directed at the result of that proposal.
But Parnell says even if he does not like that specific idea, he's willing to hear other proposals in an effort to come up with an agreement that works for both the executive and legislative branches.
I am open to a bill and working with legislators on that, whether something that I file or whether something they file. I just want the problem fixed for Alaskans.
The governor's retirement bill will get its first hearing on Saturday. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
The Inuit Circumpolar Council is meeting in Nome this week. The topic is food security. The goal is to create a framework to understand the issue from an Inuit perspective. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
Carolina Behe is the ICC Alaska Traditional Knowledge and Science Advisor and is organizing the event.
And overall, it's to teach how to take a food security lens to the entire environment. Food security is synonymous with environmental health.
Communities and organizations across the Bering Strait region elected traditional knowledge experts to serve as representatives at the session. Behe says the meeting evolved after the ICC identified food security as a top priority for Alaska Natives, but did not have a community understanding of that term.
And so we started doing the research, and we found that there's over 800 definitions to food security. Only one of those that I have found so far is from an Indigenous community, and none of them are from the Arctic.
These alternative definitions, Behe says, are based on purchasing power, how much money an individual has to buy food, and the nutritional and caloric value of that food.
Those things are really very, very important. But within the Inupiat and Yupik culture, food means a lot more than how many calories you're getting. It includes spirituality. It includes the clothes that you're getting. It includes transfer of knowledge. It includes language. It includes your relationship with the environment or how we're taught to be within that environment. So all of these things have to be considered if you're to consider food security.
Two previous meetings were held in Barrow and Kotzebue, and another meeting is scheduled for Bethel later this year. The collected information will be peer-reviewed by a traditional knowledge advisory committee and then dispersed to tribal councils, industries, agencies, and the International Arctic Council. Behe says ConocoPhillips has already expressed interest in the project, and Inuit communities want to share the information with developers. In Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.